Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lakin. How may I help you today?
Hi, my name is Eric. I'm calling from DSCU Financial. How are you?
I'm doing fine, you?
I'm great. I'm sorry, I didn't get your name at the beginning.
Lakin, L-A-K-E-N.
Thank you. I'm calling because I have a car holder who submitted a fraud dispute, and activity just doesn't follow a fraud pattern, so I'm looking to see if you can verify whether or not it's legitimate.
Yes, I can do that. What's the customer zip code?
48888.
All right, and what's the first and last name?
Donna Parker.
Okay. All right, and then can you verify her address for security purposes?
860 North Epley Road, Stanton, Michigan, and the zip I provided to you.
Mm-hmm. That is correct. All right. So it looks like you're showing that Ms. Parker signed up for a Wi-Fi booster. Originally, it was $7.45 for shipping. Let's see how many days she had to cancel it. It looks like they gave her 4 days to cancel it. If you don't call in to cancel, the full retail price is $49.97, and then it's reoccurring every 30 days after that.
And the Wi-Fi booster was a device, you said?
Yes. It's basically a device that boosts your internet.
Okay. Are you able to give me the tracking number that was used to ship that item?
Yeah, give me 1 second.
Okay.
All right, so it looks like the number is 9400. One, 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 one. Zero, eight, four, three. Five, seven, nine, eight. 5057 04.
Okay, so I'm getting a message from the USPS saying that the label created not yet in system, so it doesn't look like anything shipped with that. So I just want to verify with you before. This 9400 11 11 0843 5798 505704.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is correct. Let me try to get myself. All right, only thing it's showing you on mine, it just says that the status is not available. Please try again later.
So it doesn't look like anything was ever shipped to her, this product?
I'm not sure. It's saying they're not giving us the status, so I don't know where they shipped to her or not. It's not giving us status.
Okay.
I mean, it shows here it's shipped, but it's just not giving the status, so I'm not sure if she got it or not.
Yeah, and I'm looking at their website, and it's saying the label was created, but it wasn't in their system. So, once again, I'm not sure if anything was ever shipped to her. Are you able to give me the email address that was used for this order?
Yeah, it looks like it's showing a djparker39@gmail.com.
All right. So what I'll do is I'll have her contact you all because it doesn't look like fraud, but more of, you know, a possible billing dispute. I'll let her know that, you know, she needs to contact you all to see if she can get a refund, cancel the relationship and all that stuff. But I appreciate your time, Lakin.
All right, you're so welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. I hope you have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Goodbye.